The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota. So little time.
When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist, you'll want to invite everyone over. From book club to reality TV watch parties, even the in-laws.
It smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is infused with 2 times more essential oil versus regular Airwick Essential Mist for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Airwick Vibrant Essential Mist is perfectly portable and effortlessly easy. The way fragrance should be. Now that's a breath of fresh Airwick.
Get in the know. Non-stop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com.
Well, Kellen's doing a good job. He's hanging in there mentally with everything. I mean, the coaches are working, it's all the time with him, continually working. He's still got a long way to go, but as far as the mental aspect of things, he's hanging in there pretty good. But he's got a lot of work to do.
Look at already criticizing Kellen Mond. Look at it. He's always just so anti-quarterback. Can't just let the youngster get his feet wet. He's got a lot to learn. No, I'm just kidding. Kind of kidding.
Zim hasn't watched Kellen Mond. You think he gives a damn about some quarterback? He's fixing the defense.
Has Zim stepped foot once on the offensive side of, like, when they, the offensive players kind of gather over here and the defensive players will gather over there? No.
Zim's priority is not some guy who was drafted quarterback in the third round. His priority is defense, and he wants his defense fixed yesterday.
Well, you have stumbled your way into, however, whether it's through YouTube or podcast or Score North Radio, Purple Daily, daily Vikings entertainment presented by TCL. Enjoy more of what you love with TCL. Phil Mackey, Judd Zulgad, executive producer Declan. We'll get more into some of the latest things that are happening around Vikings OTAs. And in a second here, we'll discuss whether the Vikings should be in on a former top defensive lineman that might still have some juice left in the tank. But a quick shout out here. I don't know if you guys can see this. The Score North app has been updated. It is a brand new Score North app.
Boy, that looks nice.
And it is amazing. Objectively, just this is a ridiculously cool app if you're a Minnesota sports fan. So if you already have it, check it out or refresh it or update it however you need to. If you don't have it, it's free to download in the Apple and Google Play stores. You can find, as you can see here, I'm showing the YouTube audience, full video and audio episodes of Purple Daily, front and center. You can also find everything we post on the Score North YouTube channel and Mackie and Judd podcast feeds. And all the other content we have, whether it's Judd's written work or other podcasts like Royce Unchained, Judd's Hockey Show, Loon Talk, 10,000 Swings, Scoop-A-Doogie, etc. And there's a really cool function here. It's just an icon on the bottom. It's a feedback section. If you want to send us video, if you want to send us a photo, you want to send us audio or just a quick message, you can communicate with us, Phil, Judd, and Declan, through the feedback section of this Score North app. It's pretty badass, so check it out. Boys, it is Reckless Speculation Thursday on Mackie and Judd.
Reckless Speculation.
And Bill Barnwell from ESPN.com has 15 post-June 1st NFL transactions that he thinks should happen. Starting with Geno Atkins, 1 year, $2.5 million with the Minnesota Vikings. This is what he thinks should happen or will happen. You may see a theme of players reuniting with former coaches in this article. Atkins' breakout years came when Mike Zimmer was the defensive coordinator in Cincinnati, and the Vikings head coach could use some pass rushing help in Minnesota. Atkins was anonymous last year as the Bengals reduced his role in the lineup, but the 33-year-old is only 2 seasons removed from a 10-sack campaign. He would slot in as an interior rusher on passing downs as part of a rotation with run stuffer Michael Pierce. According to Pro Football Focus, last year, Geno Atkins only played 119 snaps, which is a fraction of like the 800 or 900 that were available to a defensive lineman on the Bengals. And his overall grade was by far the lowest of his entire career in pretty much every category. So you could make a case on one hand, he might be cooked, but maybe back with Mike Zimmer, maybe a little bit more refreshed after barely playing any snaps last year, and in a limited role in which he's mostly just going to be out there on third downs, pressure up the middle, that it's worth a $2.5 million flyer when you got $13.9 million in cap space right now. I am all for this. There's very little downside. What do you think?
I love it. And, you know, Dukes has certainly given us the scoop. And I've heard as well that there has been an offer out to him. Now that they've freed up some salary cap space, it makes even more sense. And look, here's the thing. You're not asking him at his age. And this is why it's a perfect fit. You're not asking him to come down and or come in and play three downs. You're asking him to come in and provide what you don't have in the interior of your defensive line right now, which is a guy who knows how to get after the quarterback from the A-gap area. And that's important because look at the amount of teams now that can provide pressure immediately. So it doesn't have to come from the ends. I think that this is a fabulous idea. If it doesn't work, it does not work. But optimally, it is, to me, a replacement for a guy that the Vikings have missed since he left, Tom Johnson. We didn't talk about him a ton. Collar loved him, and he was right to. But Tom Johnson knew exactly what Tom Johnson's role was, and it wasn't to stop the run. It was to come in on passing downs and provide pressure. And I'm not saying that Tom Johnson was a star at doing that, but you know what he was? Damn solid. Atkins, if used optimally, could be even better than that. So I think that this move makes perfect sense, and it makes even more sense if there indeed is some contract problems with Danielle Hunter. Because if there is, you're going to have to essentially, potentially, go into the season on a wing and a prayer, hoping that you can develop not just a right end, but a left end, too, to rush the passer. If you are looking at a pass rush that is lacking interior pressure and from both ends, that's potentially a real problem here. So for a probably fairly reasonable price, Geno Atkins makes perfect sense.
Yep, I'm here for it. And it just feels like if he's got any sort of gas left in the tank, then this is the scenario that would give him additional life. And, you know, as you see throughout the years, like you need more than the Vikings are trying to find a fourth starting offensive lineman at the edge rushing position, which is not where Atkins would play. So, you know, they got to figure that out. But ultimately, you're going to need more than four defensive linemen in a rotation of some kind getting after it. You're going to have injuries. The season's been extended, right? So just getting another credible body in here. Are you in on this, Declan? Geno Atkins?
Yeah, I totally am in on it. I'm guessing it wouldn't cost a ton. And, you know, last year, and a little bit of egg on my face to it as well. I thought even though the Vikings lost Danielle Hunter, that Mike Zimmer was a good enough coach where he can scheme up something with rookies and with inexperienced players, and then the defensive line will still be able to get pressure on the quarterback. Well, what we saw in 2020 was, my God, the Vikings defense could not at all get after the quarterback. They were one of the worst run stuffers in the league. And a guy like Geno Atkins, who doesn't have to play 800 snaps, but essentially can play that Tom Johnson unsung hero role and still provide pressure, would be a humongous boost to the defense. So, yes, I think getting in Geno Atkins in here, especially a Zimmer guy as well, Zimmer loves his guys, I think would be a humongous win for the defense.
I just looked this up, too. Just one more nerdy PFF note for you. So they have, you can essentially sort out interior defensive linemen and their pressure rates on pass rushing snaps. And you got to go all the way down to 94 to find the first Vikings interior defensive lineman from last year's team that popped up on here. James Lynch, in 28 pass rushing snaps, was the 94th most effective pressure getter among defensive interior guys. Armin Watts was 97th. So there's really, not that there's not some talent there. Like, I think at edge and interior, there's a couple, like, James Lynch is intriguing to me, but I'm not ready to just put him out there for all of the third down snaps. So it would be nice if you had Geno Atkins come in here. You got Dalvin Tomlinson, Michael Pierce coming back. And so you've got some established veteran players, and then sprinkle in the young guys when there's injuries or when the veterans need a breather and do it that way. You saw what happens when you just lean on young and experienced players as starters. The Vikings had one of the worst seasons in franchise history getting after opposing quarterbacks.
And interior pressure is huge. Like, it's a major part of the game now. And the second thing that makes sense about this as well is, in addition to Zim, keep in mind, Paul Gunther is now a defensive assistant to Zim. And he was the Bengals' defensive coordinator from 2004 to 2017. During that period, Geno Atkins, 32 sacks. So, like, that's two guys. That's two guys who are going to know how to use him. The bounce back factor could be huge here. This team has rebuilt its defense, and I think it's done a decent job. But if you go into the season with two mammoth guys as your defensive tackles, and then you try and swap in guys to rush, and it does not work, it's going to be a problem fairly quickly. This would at least give you a fighting chance to avoid that problem.
Yeah. Yep. Boys, since we're on the ESPN.com Vikings train here, there's more positive things being written about the Vikings on ESPN.com. This is from Mike Clay, who's an analytics writer for the website, and he has the 25 biggest position upgrades from the NFL's offseason. So teams that went from player A to player B. And he has, in his list of the top 25, he's got two Vikings swaps in here that he loves. So the ninth one on his list is Dalvin Tomlinson replacing Shamar Stephen. And I'm not going to read you the whole thing, but, like, I mean, that's, you know, Shamar Stephen's he was a highly paid backup caliber player that got thrust into a starting role because of injuries. Minnesota's 2020 defensive performance is one of the worst we've seen from a Mike Zimmer unit ever. The Vikings ranked 27th in yards allowed, 28th in points allowed, et cetera, et cetera. The biggest acquisition for their defense was Tomlinson. And then it goes through some of his stats, you know, 49 tackles, 10 for loss, et cetera, et cetera. And then 22nd on this list is Patrick Peterson and Mackenzie Alexander replacing Jeff Gladney and Mike Hughes. So I guess I haven't thought quite as much about, because Gladney's a first round pick, and before the legal things, you thought, oh, he's gonna keep getting better.
Absolutely.
But if Zimmer can squeeze out, you know, the 2 or 3 years ago version of Patrick Peterson and put him in some better spots, then, and Mackenzie Alexander is just a rock solid, reliable. He's not a star, but he's just a rock solid, reliable starting professional cornerback, right?
Yes.
And Mike Hughes has been struggled and banged up. I like that. It wouldn't have been first on my list of, like, oh, like, where'd they upgrade? Like Mackenzie Alexander and Patrick Peterson and Dalvin Tomlinson. What do you guys think about this?
I think the cornerback one is key because it goes back to what we all talked about last year at this time and said, are the Vikings going to bring in veteran corners? Like, this seems really weird for Zim, who I truly think deep in his heart despises rookies, especially on defense, especially at positions like corner where there's an adjustment period.
So he stumps to draft a bunch of rookies on defense, then just resents the fact that they're rookies.
And I think he'd prefer not to play them. Yeah, I think he'd prefer not to play them. So I think the overall upgrade, though, at the corner positions makes perfect sense. And I'm surprised the Vikings had to learn that. Like, that does sort of shock me that they went into last year basically saying we can develop guys, and you know that guys are going to get hurt, right? Like, I mean, Mike Hughes always got hurt. And if Mike Hughes had been able to play the slot nickel, I think he's fine. Like, I think he was going to be a good player. Unfortunately, he's basically Byron Buxton playing football. So that being said, you then had to plug in an inexperienced player or an inferior player into a position that is probably defensively as convoluted as it possibly gets, right? Like, the slot corner to me is a hybrid linebacker cornerback. It's a very difficult, nuanced position to play. So this is a huge upgrade as far as stability goes. Now, if guys get hurt, you're in trouble. But I mean, when you were plugging in Chris Boyd last year, I mean, Chris Boyd, God bless him. I think he tries, but, like, the lack of stability there shocked me. The Tomlinson one I like, but again, let's be very clear. Harris and Tomlinson are here because of the Christmas Day game against the Saints when Zim watched his team get embarrassed in the run game and said, never again. They are not guys who are going to get after the QB. So don't, they're going to tell you, Tomlinson can rush the passer a bit. The reality is both of those guys are here to stuff the run, which, by the way, I'm fine with, not criticizing. So I like it. And yeah, the other thing that was weird is the Shamar Stephen fascination is one of the great Zim mysteries I will never get. Like, whatever
they paid him quite a bit of money
to come back from the Seahawks, mm-hmm. but whatever led them to believe that he could actually play a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it's as insurance as a guy who's going to be in your rotation, but I think he got paid more as like a borderline starter too. Like, they paid a lot for that insurance. Wasn't he making like $3 million to the?
Yeah,
cap
and they brought
or
him back. But I mean, that's the thing is, like, they went out and got him back. They actively pursued him.
Yeah, I've got some. I've just been sort of perusing through the early morning OTA observations from different platforms too.
I love this.
We'll go through some of these here in a second, but our friends at PXG Minneapolis, I know there's a lot of people who love to golf, get out there during the summer months in the state of Minnesota and swing the club, hopefully less than 100 times if you're Declan at some point this year.
It's more. But I look good.
PXG can help your game and help you look good. At PXG Minneapolis, the Gen 4 clubs are the best clubs they've ever made, and so you can check those out. If you're looking for something a little bit more within reach price-wise, the 0 to 11 clubs are also a full line of high-performance clubs. So check out everything PXG has to offer at PXG Minneapolis and Southdale Center and find out more at pxg.com/Minneapolis. Okay, so StarTribune.com, and they detailed some of these sloppy mishaps. But the main headline this morning is sloppy day for the offense leads to 4 interceptions. Kirk Cousins threw 2 interceptions as the passing game struggled to connect in the non-padded OTA session. They're all wearing like these sort of weird rugby helmets and shorts
the Zim
and
idea.
Shells.
It's a Zim idea.
Yeah. Are they the only team doing it?
I don't know.
Why?
But they're because there's not supposed to be contact, and they don't have to wear helmets, but they want some type of protection for your skull. So they basically went with these. It's probably
Declan,
smart.
Declan just
looks
one
funny.
For what?
Yeah, I need one for SAT for my weekends out in the North Loop. I need one of those things.
Wow. Passing
just
up
in case,
old flames, saying hi to former girlfriends.
Not today. That's a Mackie and Judd conversation. Not a.
I just. Okay. I'm just saying. I'm just
statements.
I, observation
yeah,
I saw it. On Twitter from you. Okay. A Declan observation. Funny when you go for a walk and pass an old.
I feel like Declan can't. Yeah, Declan has an old flame on every block.
That's what I tweeted.
I don't.
And Declan got
really
all mad.
Don't.
He got
I
bent
really
out of shape.
Don't. I really don't. I got called out for page 6 by Judd Zolgad.
I said you would be if the Star Tribune had a tabloid page 6 like the New York Post. Declan Goff would be in it.
Oh, God.
Here's my question off this OTA report, all right? Because it details a lot of Kirk Cousins, some couple of picks. Kellen Mond had a pick that it wasn't really his fault, it sounds like, but... Has it been a theme
apologist.
In Mike Zimmer's what? Okay. I love Kellen Mond.
I didn't see it, but it wasn't his fault.
So does Mike Zimmer purposely ramp up his defenses in these offseason workouts to make his own offense look bad?
Okay. Full disclosure, I did not see this practice, but there was a certain former assistant who was on the offensive side of the ball at one point. Who definitely voiced displeasure about what you just said. And I think the answer is positively yes. I think that he's so, I mean, think about it, you guys. He is a defensive coordinator at heart. And the first,
we will blitz all night.
And the first thing I thought
of. Remember the Titans?
Yes, the first thing I thought of when I saw this report from various sources about the 4 picks was, oh my God, he's like basically the revenge tour has started now.
I don't want them to gain another yard. They will remember forever the day they practice the Vikings defense.
But, I mean, listen to Zim. He's old school. Like, I'm sure it pains him that they can't hit, that they don't have shoulder pads and real helmets on. So, yeah, look, you don't do as much work as they've done on their defensive personnel for Zim not to go out there and try and kick some summertime ass, okay?
Yeah, this is hilarious. He's like, all right, guys, I know we're trying to tune up the band on offense too, but screw you guys. Yeah. We're gonna
no water breaks either.
Corner blitzes.
No one's getting water.
The Meadows at Mystic Lake has modified its golf policies to follow the COVID-19 public health recommendations and welcomes you to play this award-winning public golf course. It offers a unique, challenging, and scenic golf experience. The Meadows at Mystic Lake is a full-service golfing destination, enhanced by nearby food and entertainment, including the Meadows Bar and Grill and Mystic Lake Casino Hotel. It's never too early to book a tee time or shop the pro shop. Stop in or visit golfthemeadows.com. That's golfthemeadows.com. Owned and operated by Shakopee Midwakaton Sioux Community.
Christian Darrisaw also still not practicing. He's been a little bit banged up. And other observations that there's a feature article in StarTribune.com too about Irv Smith hoping for more targets in 2021. So I think the biggest question there, we can do deeper dives into some of these things on feature episodes too, but I'm wondering, we're kind of to the point now with Irv Smith where we see the physical tools, we've seen the potential, like the difference between when he catches a pass on the run compared to Kyle Rudolph, for instance, right? Like Rudolph trips over the 30-yard line and it doesn't get many yards after the catch. And Irv Smith looks like a wide receiver sometimes when he's running with the ball after catch. And we think, wow, I mean, if you could just be, I'm not saying he's going to be Travis Kelce or, name your, Hall of Fame tight end, but could he be like a second-tier tight end who's catching a lot more passes? This is the year to find that out, right? I mean, yes. If he doesn't do it this year, yes. Then he's just not that guy, I would think.
Is he not that guy, or is he not being allowed to be that guy is my question, because I think that he's got the potential, and I think he's damn good. He should be used more. Here's my question with the passing game, and this is just a theory, okay? So this is nothing concrete, but I feel like this offense definitely incorporates tight ends when possible. And that in some ways, and this might sound nuts, in some ways, Tyler Conklin is more of their prototypical tight end, like Kyle used to be, but he just slowed down so much. But Tyler Conklin is more of their prototypical tight end. And Irv, to his credit, is more of the hybrid tight end, but he could be a receiver, and he actually could be receiver three in some cases. This might sound nuts. I wonder if this offense knows how to use that guy. Like Conklin, I think, is going to get a bunch of targets, like traditional tight end, and then he's going to go Gronklin, right down the field and roll through some safeties and linebackers. I'm going to get some yardage. But Irv Smith has that wide receiver component to him, definitely. Yeah. So does this offense appreciate that and know how to incorporate that guy who basically is not just a tight end, but he also could be almost considered wide receiver three at times?
It feels like there would be opportunities if you could create matchups with Irv Smith and opposing teams' linebackers, that there would be some opportunities for yards after the catch. And it's just going to come down. I mean, part of it is Kyle Rudolph has always garnered a certain amount of touches, especially once you get inside the red zone. Kyle Rudolph's one of the most reliable red zone sets of hands in Vikings history. So
yes.
They're going to need. Now, Thielen was absurd in the red zone last year, and I think Jefferson can do even more. But they're going to need someone to take the slice of pie that Kyle Rudolph, was relied upon for in the red zone. And maybe Irv Smith can be that, but he hasn't really been that to this
point.
I've
got your answer to that question, because I believe it was our friend Courtney Cronin who asked Zim about that very – she asked that very question.
Larry Fitz.
Kyle Rudolph is gone. Irv Smith, is he going to get the opportunities? And Zimmer immediately brought up – Tyler Conklin.
Tyler Conklin.
Oh. He brought up Tyler Conklin. He said that's more going to be Tyler Conklin.
Yep.
Like
red
Irv.
Okay.
Well, no, as far as touches and throws his way. And she was basically saying, with Kyle gone, are the touches now going to change where Irv just catapults to the top of that list for tight ends? And Zimmer immediately brought up Conklin. That's my point, is I wonder if this offense, so there's at least two things, skill position wise or passing game wise, that these guys don't seem to be really keen to do, that I think are possibilities. And if it was a different offensive system, would do. Okay. One is Dalvin Cook. It's not that he doesn't get the ball. It's where he lines up. Like, what stops them from sending him out wide more? Like, trying to confuse defenses. It's almost like, no, he's a traditional guy. It's like, well, yeah, he is, but he can do a ton more. Irv Smith is the second guy. Like, why not get more creative there? He's got the athletic skill. He's got the ability, the skill set. Those are the two guys that have always sort of been perplexed the last couple of years, why you don't sort of broaden the horizon of the offense. And because those two guys are sort of positionless guys. Like, you could do a lot with them, and they just don't seem to want to.
I am not anti-Tyler Conklin. I've just been really pro Irv Smith Jr., and I lied. Here's your last pro football-focused nugget. Because, you know, the reason I lean on this a lot with some of these, I mean, with quarterbacks, you know, the eye test, you can kind of tell, does a guy feel comfortable, does he not, right? There's some things with tight ends and offensive linemen where, like, the Pro Football Focus is going to have a better idea of what they're doing when they're not catching passes, right? And right. We're not going to see it on TV.
Right.
How are they running routes? How are they holding up? How are they chipping? You know, just things like football things that aren't going to show football. Up when you're watching on Fox or CBS, right? And last year, Pro Football Focus had Irv Smith Jr. as the 21st ranked. This is among all, actually, I'm gonna sort this actually by minimum targets. I'm going to get rid of the guys that just didn't play that often. So Irv Smith Jr. was the 14th best tight end as a receiver, so just the receiving part of his game in the entire league, and best on the Vikings. So they've got him as a guy who's like a top half of the league among starters. He's just behind Gronk, TJ Hockenson. You know, is he Kittle, Kelsey, or like Darren Waller in Vegas? No, but even the grades show that in his current snap allotment, he's sort of in that mix to be a second tier tight end. So I don't know, not anti Conklin. I'm all for Gronklin.
Yeah,
I'm all
Gronklin's
for,
fine.
You know, barreling on the field.
Absolutely.
But let's not give all of Kyle Rudolph's touches. Let's give some of those, split them up, give some to Irv so he's the bona fide number one tight end, is what I would like to see.
Hey, kids, how's the water?
It's full of weeds.
I can't move my legs.
Your arms are free, right?
Yeah.
Wave them around. It's fun.
You kidding me?
This can't be happening.
This is Jamie from the Aquaside Company. Clear your water completely. Destroy weeds, algae, and the muck that's preventing you from enjoying your waterfront property. We know your time in the water is precious. We're the Aquaside Company. Call 800-328- 9350 or visit aquaside.com. State permit may be required.
And let's get more creative too. Like, there's more that you can do. And I know it would be relying upon Kirk Cousins. And I know that there are probably some people at the TCO Performance Center that don't entirely trust Kirk Cousins, but let's see what Kirk can do. Let's get creative. That's all.
Let's take the training wheels off. Take the training wheels off.
Just all up.
Let Kirk cook. Let.
It's 2021.
Kirk
and
let. Kirk, cook.
And who knows?
Like
he might burn out.
Like
wait, you're saying he's going to
he might
overcook?
Burn this. He might burn the souffle. We don't know.
He seems like a well-done steak kind of guy.
No, it's, yeah, steak that's got, like, smooth. Like it's a smooth steak.
He seriously seems like a well-done steak kind of dude.
You think?
Well, that's interesting. You know, well, here's the thing. If he overcooks his steak, I don't know, maybe he has some sort of a fire emergency.
A grease fire?
He's going to want some insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Federated's not going to be able to help him with that type of insurance. But if you're a business owner out there, Federated can help you. Risk management tools, peace of mind. They've been standing behind business owners for over 100 years. They measure the success of their business by the success of yours. So it's a true partner that you get. Based in Minnesota, Owatonna since 1904. And you can find out more information about the resources and the people Federated can provide you over at federatedinsurance.com. Remember, at Federated, it's our business to protect yours. All right, boys, more OTA fodder, I am sure, here. We've got a four-question Friday coming up and comments from YouTube over the weekend and all kinds of other off-season fodder here. The train never stops. Daily Vikings entertainment as we count down the days until actual training camp in less than two months away from actual training camp, boys. Pretty amazing. Inject it all. Just inject all of the football right into these veins right
football.
Here.
Football.
All of them, every vein, until there's not one left.
All right, that's a wrap. We'll see you guys tomorrow on Purple Daily.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars. because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.